2 weeks ago, after our interview about the book Dirty Wow Wow, a collection of favorite childhood companions, we asked you to write to us about yours. Candy Panda, Boofle Beans, and Blue Teddy are just some of the fuzzy friends mentioned in your letters. Unfortunately, we can't include everyone, but we did contact a few of our listeners and ask them to read their stories.
My name is Bonnie Paisley Scott, and I'm from Portland, Oregon. My aunt lives in Alaska, and she gave me a stuffed sea otter when I was about 2 years old. It quickly became my most prized possession, and I took it everywhere with me. It had felt ears, whiskers, and a plastic shell on its chest. One day, when I was about 7 years old, while I was contemplating my undying love for my otter, I decided to cut off its felt ears and whiskers and save them in a plastic bag. My reasoning at the time was that if my otter was ever destroyed in a house fire, I would at least have its ears and whiskers. And even though I still have my otter, it has been replaced in my bed by my husband, who also has nice whiskers, which I won't be cutting off.
This is Chrissy Dunn from Lake Orion, Michigan. When our son Matthew was born, he inherited my favorite doll blanket. He rejected all other new blankets and clung to that old blanket, which he called his babersh. This Sunday marked the third week that our son, PSC Matthew Dunn, has spent in Iraq. He's not been sleeping well, so in a recent conversation, we asked if he was sleeping any better, and much to our surprise, he answered that he was. He had forgotten that he'd tucked his babersh into his backpack. He said that once he discovered it, he put it on his pillow, smelled home, instantly fell asleep, and slept through the night.
My name is Karen Millett, and I'm from Denver, Colorado. Fuzzy joined the family when my son Tommy was diagnosed with medulloblastoma at age 5. A floppy dog, he was a gift to Tommy from his kindergarten speech therapy teacher. Fuzzy's duties included companionship during every hospital or clinic visit, as well as the nighttime snuggle into bed and keep Tommy warm routine. Sometimes I made the 30-mile journey to home to retrieve Fuzzy if Tommy was unexpectedly admitted to the hospital. When Tommy passed away in 1997, Fuzzy became my dog. Now he keeps me warm at night. And in those moments when my fog of grief is the greatest, I know that Fuzzy remembers Tommy with as much yearning as I do.
Thanks to all of you who sent in your favorites. You can write to us. Just go to our website at npr.org and click on the Contact Us link.